na 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 na, etc., etc. Hey, 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 kiss him goodbye. It's 9 before midnight.
If you've never been in love,
Big Ten Music
Sunday, K L O.
Guess who? Lee's Eyes. It's 5 before midnight. At midnight, it's Jim Rivers.
I'm Byron Roerig with news.
This news, a service of Radio WKLO News.
The U.S. Coast Guard says an island ferry boat has gone down in the Caribbean with 150 persons aboard. A spokesman in San Juan, Puerto Rico, says there was heavy loss of life when the boat sank between St. Kitts and Nevis. At least 25 bodies have been found and 16 survivors.
Gas fumes today killed an entire suburban Philadelphia family. Police identify the dead as a doctor, his mother, his wife, and their two children. Dead is 30-year-old Romulo Terrero, chief resident of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital, his 28-year-old wife, Iris, their 8-year-old daughter, Iris, and their 6-year-old son, Romulo. Terrero's mother, who was visiting her son and his family, was also killed by the fumes. She lived in Caracas, Venezuela. The tragedy happened in Havertown, Pennsylvania. 16 others were treated after inhaling the fumes. All are in good condition. Authorities theorize that the propane gas escaped from a tank that runs an electric generator when the power goes out. Randy Brock, Philadelphia.
The latest Weather Bureau report locates Hurricane Celia 390 miles south of Pensacola, Florida, moving toward the northwest at 10 miles an hour. Celia reached hurricane velocity late this afternoon, with present winds measured at 75 miles an hour. Persons along the northern and western Gulf of Mexico are warned to be prepared for further developments. More trouble in Belfast, Northern Ireland. For the third consecutive night, British troops used tear gas to quell rioters in the Roman Catholic New Lodge Road area. The incident was near the area where a teenage youth was shot and killed by an army marksman early yesterday. Shortly after midnight, the area was reported quiet. Radio WKLO weather in a word. 76 degrees. It's 11:56.
Would you believe there's a river flowing about 100 feet under Louisville? There is, and it's about 200 times as big as the Ohio River we see daily. Where it comes from, where it goes, and its potential uses. The subject of the Radio WKLO News Special, 8:30, next Sunday morning.
Coroner Barry Foreman says an apparent overdose of Darvon caused the death of a Jefferson County jail prisoner, 24-year-old Elton Heston. Heston found dead in his cell at about 7 this morning. Foreman says an autopsy will be performed to determine the exact cause of death. Sheriff Alan Hamilton says steps have been taken to prevent future deaths in jail, but...
We have narcotic users in the jail, and we just recently had about 40 of them that was arrested in these narcotic raids. We have about 500 inmates in the Jefferson County Jail, and it's a difficult situation to control drugs in any institution, even in the penitentiaries and the reformatories where they have them under maximum security.
Another prisoner died of an overdose of Darvon at the jail within the past month. The North-South Expressway will be closed tomorrow morning between 6 and 11. Workmen will erect several overhead signs during that time. Traffic during the five-hour period will be rerouted along the Watterson at I-71. Top-rated John Newcomb will meet second-ranked Rod Laver tomorrow in the finals of the $25,000 Louisville Tennis Classic. Newcomb defeated Tony Roche 6-4 and 8-6 today, while Laver beat Ken Rosewall 6-4, 1-6, and 6-1. In baseball tonight, a bases-loaded walk to Louisville's Chris Coletta in the last of the ninth gave the Colonels a 7-6 win over Richmond. A local man reports being abducted by three female impersonators at about 1:30 this morning at 26th and Jefferson. Wilmoth Terry, 671 South 41st, said he found two of the men inside his car and a third forced him into the auto with a gun. After driving to Green Alley, the trio allegedly removed $600 in guitar and amplifier equipment from the trunk, then forced Terry into the trunk. The culprits then drove to Jeffersonville, where they released Terry but absconded with his car. The car recovered today. Police still looking for three men. City police searching for a gunman wanted in the shooting of Duval Dorsey, 530 North 26th. Dorsey told police he was sitting in a chair in his backyard when a man approached, drew a small caliber pistol, and shot, striking Dorsey in the leg. A doctor at the U of K Medical Center killed today in an auto accident near Dodge City, Kansas. Dead is 44-year-old Dr. William L. Pogue, a professor of restorative dentistry. The cause of the accident, undetermined. Two others injured in the wreck. FBI agents in Spartanburg, South Carolina, critically wounded an escapee from the Allen County, Kentucky jail during a gun battle. Police say James Short was wounded as the agents were arresting another Allen County escapee, Clarence Jenkins. Short was shot in the head, but neither Jenkins nor any of the three FBI agents were wounded.
This news and weather is presented by Radio WKLO News.
The U.S. Weather Bureau forecast, partly cloudy and warm and humid for the remainder of the night, low by morning 72, partly cloudy, continued hot and humid Sunday through Monday, with a chance of afternoon and evening thundershowers both days, high Sunday and Monday near 90, low Sunday night 72. The readings, partly cloudy skies, wind south at 5 miles per hour. I'm Byron Roerig, Radio WKLO, Louisville. I have 76 degrees.
This is 1969. One of the 7 years of music on KLO.